An unmissable opportunity to deliver climate financing to the world's poorest countries. That's how COP29 is being described by the Irish charity Trokra. The annual climate conference gets underway today, and this year it's being held in Azerbaijan. It's being billed by some as the Money COP. Such is the importance that's being placed on climate finance. NGOs are warning that the impacts of the climate crisis are escalating, and it's the countries that have done the least to contribute to carbon emissions that are bearing the worst impacts of the changing climate. Sinead Loughran, Trokra's Climate Justice Policy and Advocacy Advisor, is in Baku, Azerbaijan's capital, and she joins us now to discuss what the priorities will be at COP29 and the possible outcomes also. Sinead, good morning. These talks are starting today, but they're taking place in the shadow of soaring global temperatures and these extreme weather events. Now, you say the current figure of $100 billion a year for developed countries to give to these poorer nations to tackle climate change is not enough.
Hi, yes, good morning. Exactly, it is not enough, it's not inadequate. When that 100 billion goal was set back in 2009, it was based solely on political will and nowhere near the needs of the climate vulnerable countries. So what we've seen since then is not only an inadequate target that was set back in 2009, but also a failure to reach that inadequate target. So that target was due to be met by 2020, when rich countries eventually claimed to have met that in 2022. The analysis actually shows that they only delivered between 28 and 35 billion of that. So a long way short of an already inadequate goal. And as I said, the inadequate goal goes nowhere near the needs of climate vulnerable countries. And I suppose just to point out as well that it's not simply a point of giving support to climate vulnerable countries from rich countries, but a matter of justice and actually providing the finance that is owed to climate vulnerable countries from rich countries. This is an obligation on rich countries. It's laid out in the UN's Convention on Climate Change and the Paris Agreement that it's a responsibility for developed countries and rich countries to provide.
And when you speak there about just justice and fairness on this climate finance that's needed, the former Environment Minister Eamon Ryan, who will be part of assisting with negotiations at this year's COP, he recently quoted a representative of the African Union saying what you're saying there, we don't want freebies, but we do want fairness. But how challenging is fairness when countries like China are classified as developing nations still, and so they're exempt from financing poorer countries?
Yeah, I think the argument always goes back to the fact that actually, regardless of who else comes into this contributor-based list, so those countries that are supposed to provide the finance, the responsibility of the existing countries on that list doesn't change. So Ireland, the EU, US, UK, Australia, so on, they all have very high historical levels of carbon pollution, and they also have very heightened capacity to provide financial support and resources to those who are least responsible for causing the climate crisis, but who actually have the least financial resources to adapt and respond. So regardless of who else might get added to that list at any point, it doesn't change the responsibility of Ireland and other countries that are already on the list.
Looking at Ireland's contribution, because at COP28, Ireland committed to pay 25 million in loss and damage to countries impacted by climate disasters that would be spread over this year and next year. But Trokra is saying there's a need to urgently scale up. So what kind of funding do you think Ireland specifically should be giving at this stage from next year on?
Yeah, so research conducted by Trokra and Christian Aid estimates Ireland's fair share of loss and damage financing is actually 1.5 billion per year for 2030. And that's definitely the lower end of the scale as well. You know, we do need to have a full assessment of loss and damage financing needs conducted by the UN. But that is the lower end of the scale of needs. So Ireland's contribution of 25 million over 2 years would be around 1% or less than 1% of that 1.5 billion. So there is a massive scale up of finance needed. And that's only one part of climate finance. In this new climate finance goal that this whole COP is oriented around, the new collective quantified goal, as it's known technically, has to cover the three areas of climate actions. That's mitigation, adaptation, and loss and damage. And it's really key to ensure that all three areas are included in that goal, and that adequate finance is provided for all three. So the overall ask globally for that new climate finance goal from civil society organisations, including Trokra and as part of Climate Action Network, is $1 trillion annually in public non-decorating finance. from rich countries to climate vulnerable countries.
And you and many others will be watching closely how that $1 trillion can be negotiated over the next 11 days. Sinead Loughran, Trokra's climate justice policy and advocacy advisor, who's in Baku, thank you very much.